State and federal oil and gas lease sales held today in Anchorage saw an unexpected surge of interest in the North Slope.
The bids started to come in, and they kept running down on my office going, "You're not believing this," and we were surprised.
That's Ted Murphy with the Bureau of Land Management. The high bids today totaled nearly $19 million. That's a huge increase from last year's total of about $800,000. The sale was for land in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, where ConocoPhillips recently began developing the first two projects on the 24-million-acre chunk of federal land. Today, ConocoPhillips snapped up the lion's share of federal leases, but unlike last year, the company had some competition. It had to outbid a few smaller players like Colorado-based Armstrong Oil and Gas, which is also pursuing development of what could be a major oil field on the North Slope. Armstrong and ConocoPhillips also placed successful bids for state land on the North Slope, in addition to the Houston-based company Burgundy Exploration. And according to officials, this year's state lease sale is one of the most significant Alaska has seen in nearly two decades. The division saw 402 bids for tracts on the North Slope, and winning bids totaled nearly $17 million. Last year, the state took in $9.5 million. State Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack says he is very pleased with the results.
Very exciting stuff, and it seems to be continuing the intense interest in that region.
Governor Bill Walker also praised this year's lease sale, calling it great news for the state and the industry. But several environmental groups objected to today's lease sales. Nicole Whittington Evans of the Wilderness Society says she's worried about how oil development on BLM land could affect one North Slope community in particular.
The leases that were sold today are further surrounding the community of New Ixit in important subsistence use areas.
Another group, the Center for Biological Diversity, gathered outside BLM's offices to protest the federal lease sale, saying it was inconsistent with the Obama administration's goal to curb climate change.